We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. For two segments now, I've tried to bring up the Kansas loss to Arizona State. I've been told no by the producer and
the
co-host.
We have a guest on the show right now.
You're going to get to that.
What happened?
You see a video of Bobby Hurley celebrating in the locker room?
Yep.
How about them Chiefs?
Did you see that video of KU playing defense?
Go Chiefs!
What, like, that's like a general video. Like, what do you mean?
It didn't exist. The footage does not exist.
You're supposed to say no, I didn't see it. Hey, got ya. How about them Chiefs?
Hello, Mark Boerichter, how are you?
Morning, fellas. I'm doing well.
How you doing?
Well.
Here's the deal. So a lot of people, Jake, said, oh, Chiefs, no way they can win. He, you know what? He was not alone. Thousands of people with him. But you can't take me serious because I have picked the Chiefs to win, I think 4 weeks in a row? And so you can see what my opinion's worth. But I really felt like you would see an inspired effort, at least, from the team and some emotion and some hard hitting and something when they've been, well, like, for instance, they were just terrible against the Jets last week, so it wouldn't take much to get a better effort than that. But shutting out the Raiders for three quarters and making Carr again look terrible at Arrowhead Stadium, what were you thinking when you were watching that, Mark Boerichter?
Well, I wasn't real confident coming into this game either, Steven, to be honest with you. I mean, what did this team done over the last, you know, 5-6 weeks to give us any kind of a glimmer of, I don't want to say hope, but glimmer of anything that they would win this game? And I was thoroughly impressed yesterday. I was. I was out at the game, and I saw this team's attitude, the desire to win, the swagger was back. The body language was completely different this week for this team, and it was that way from the start of the game. And that's the part, to me, I think that was the major difference is, for whatever reason, they looked like they wanted to win a football game. And when I say for whatever reason, they haven't looked that way over the last couple weeks. They got some extra effort, and I say extra effort out of guys. They got some effort out of some guys yesterday that needed to put forth the effort. And mainly on defense, and I was happy to see him come out with the win. I mean, I think it was a must-win football game for them if they wanted a shot of winning the division. And now you look at the next 3 weeks here. I believe the Raiders and the Chargers still have to play.
Last game of the year.
Point. Yeah, I think it's the last game of the year when the Chiefs play the Broncos. So. And Chiefs play the Chargers this week. I mean, this is the week right now that the Chiefs can, I don't want to say not all, but seal the division by any means. But if you go out and win this game this week against the Los Angeles Chargers, you've got the division in your hands and moving forward, because which is all we can hope for right now as Chiefs fans and as as you look at this team, they're going to have to get to to win the division to get in the playoffs.
I believe this is the AFC West title game. I whoever wins this game, I think it's going to win the division. But what adjustments did you see from Bob Sutton as far as how the defense played and how the defense was called? Anything that stood out to you in the absence of Marcus Peters?
Well, I haven't gone back and watched the film yet. The All-22 and stuff, but just being out of the game, watching it from there, I thought they played a little simpler from time to time, if that makes sense. I don't think this team, sometimes on defense, can't get any simpler. It's man-to-man coverage across the board a lot of times, but I thought they looked from time to time that they played a little bit of more zone defense behind it. Like I said, I haven't watched the film yet, so I can't be 100% sure, but, I thought Terrence Mitchell played well. Opposite side, I thought Revis looked a lot better than what he did the week ago.
Nelson, too.
And Nelson, too. I think the big thing, again, it's an attitude and it's a swagger thing. I mean, you look at the defensive line. So I think the way they have three sacks yesterday, which we haven't seen them get very many sacks, if any, over the last few weeks. Some quarterback pressures. They were consistently in the backfield or penetrating and pushing Oakland backwards. And that's a difficult team, the offensive line, to do that again. It's a big physical offensive line. I mean, Chris Jones decided to play with low pad level yesterday, and we saw what he can do. I mean, he came back to the Chris Jones we thought he was at the beginning of this year. Alan Bailey did a great job, I thought. I mean, they just – Jarvis Tangas, they got some contributions yesterday from guys that they need to get contributions from. And I think when you look at the defensive side of the ball, I didn't necessarily notice that Marcus Peters was missing. You know, from the standpoint of pressure on the quarterback and coverage go hand in hand. And when you're able to get to the quarterback and put some pressure on the quarterback, it forces him to either get the ball out early or you're putting him on his back and it's helping your secondary out. So that was the part to me yesterday that stood out. Is they brought some pressure and they got pressure out of their front four guys. You know, I know Justin Houston had a sack as well. I mean, they got going defensively to get to the car, and that was the difference for me.
Do you think the Chiefs played with this attitude and aggression that you're talking about because they suspended Marcus Peters or in spite of the fact that they suspended Marcus Peters?
I don't think it had anything to do with it, Nate, to be honest with you. I'll point to one guy, and I'm not going to say that – I don't want to say that this guy just came in and gave him a pep talk, but I saw number 29 rolling around out there yesterday, and from all I heard after the game too was the fact that Eric Berry was around the team more this past week. And I talked about this on the pregame show. I think they miss his leadership. I think that defense misses his calming presence and his steady leadership. And when I say that, it's not about the physical tools of him being on the football field. It's about the leadership standpoint of keeping the guys together. And he's been around a little bit more, sounded like, this week. I think that's the biggest thing that's been missing. When you go on a losing streak, the way this team has gone on the losing streak and struggling over the last 6-7 weeks, sometimes it's hard to get out of that, to have somebody throw you a ladder down there to get out of that hole you've dug yourself in. And I think that for whatever reason, this team looked soul-searching. Maybe it needed to be a true must-win game against a divisional opponent to get them out of it. And to look at it and say, hey, we got three of our last four games at home. We can still get hot here, win three out of four, or win four to end the season, and go into the playoffs, maybe not seated where we'd like to be seated, but we can go into the playoffs on a positive note and feeling good about ourselves. And they got that done yesterday. I think there's a big piece that comes into this, and that is the fact that it's more of an attitude and a desire that this team showed yesterday.
And so, I mean, are they saying that he wasn't around enough before? I mean, and so if not, then why wasn't he? Why did they wait until now to get him more involved and to get him around the team if he wasn't around the team? That's puzzling to me that they just figured out that, okay, let's have him around the team now because he's a good leader.
I don't think it's really not puzzling to me, Steven, and I'll tell you why, though. I think when you get guys that are out for the year with an injury like this, it's difficult to stay engaged with the team if you're that guy. Part of it has to do with your rehab schedule. You're not going to every single meeting. You're not doing all the stuff you're doing that you would normally do throughout the course of a year because your schedule is completely different than what is going on inside the building all the time. So, you know, and I don't know whether Eric Berry's doing all of his rehab here. I'm assuming he's probably doing some rehab in additional places, maybe back home. He may be doing it. I think up in Minnesota where he had the surgery done. Who knows? And that's not out of the norm for an NFL team. For guys that get hurt to not always be in the building all the time, especially when you're on the IR and dealing with a severe injury. You may be rehabbing someplace at a specialty place, not even in Kansas City. So it's not out of the norm. I just think – and I don't want to make too much of it. I really don't. With what the guy said there, Barry being back around, but I – look, if the attitude and the body language, like I said before, the body language and the attitude and everything around this team just looked different yesterday to me than what it has over the last 6-7 weeks.
Vahe Gregorian.
They just look like this team that wanted to come out and came out and almost said, like, we're going to win. It was completely different, the vibe was.
Vahe Gregorian, for whatever it's worth, that was the point of his column this morning in the Star, and he had a lot of quotes from a lot of different players that, I mean, they basically spoke about him like a father figure. They're like, we don't, if Eric Berry's on the field, I don't want to let him down because I look like a little boy in his eyes and I want to be a man. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen quotes like that about a player on your own team. You know what I mean? It seems like that's something you say about your dad or your head coach or something like that. It's pretty crazy to see some of the quotes from these guys about it.
No, it is. I will also tell you this, that I think, you know, it shows the respect those guys have for Eric Berry in that locker room. But I also think that, look, this team has some other deep-rooted issues, though, if it's only going to take one guy walking in, right? It hasn't been around because he's been hurt all year, and all of a sudden this team is lifted up. I mean, that's, to me, that's also an indictment a little bit of where your locker room is and the types of players you have, because it shouldn't take one guy like that for you to get up every single week, you know? Now, maybe in some big game situations he comes in and it helps motivate it a little bit over the course of a week, but it shouldn't take Eric Berry on that defense every single time getting those guys up and going. It shouldn't. Yeah, I mean, that's got to come internally from each individual player, too.
He's been at other games. I mean, I've seen him on the sideline in other games. Yeah. So it's like, I mean, this was the week they decided to be inspired by him? I mean, that just seems so bizarre to me. He's been at other games, so they didn't feel...
I don't know. The whole article talks about how he spent the whole week with the team, and he apparently gave the speech in the huddle before the game, and he was standing next to him. Kept showing him on the sideline next to the coach.
So then for that,
I don't know.
So then why did they wait so long to do that?
I don't know.
They just realized, oh, he can inspire the team. I don't know.
I think sometimes, you know, when a team wins, we look for a reason. Well, you know, because there's a lot of people that think that it was, like, you don't think it was, Mark, about Marcus Peters, but boy, I heard from a lot of people yesterday, oh, see, get the cancer out, you get Marcus Peters out, now everybody's going to play well because he's, you know, they don't have the selfish guy out on the field, and now they're inspired. You know what I mean? Like, people want to find the one reason that the team all of a sudden looked different than they've looked for the last, you know, 6 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you, Nate, there, that I think when it's kind of like when you win orders, everybody looks at the single reason. What was the single reason? There wasn't any other single reason. I just saw yesterday a different team, a different vibe. That's what I saw. Sure. I saw guys winning at the line, and it transferred over to guys winning at the line of scrimmage, especially the defensive line, guys shedding blocks and getting off blocks. And, look, they still had some issues in the secondary yesterday. They still had tackling issues yesterday, but Marshawn Lynch is a beast, obviously, to bring down. Like, they still had some issues, and they're going to. They had some issues in the kicking game yesterday. With the block punt. I mean, there was a lot of things that still went wrong for this team yesterday. But a lot of times, especially this time of year, that emotion, playing at home, that sort of thing, you can overcome some of the things that didn't go as well for you. And so, you know, I think it played a part in it yesterday. And I think this team all of a sudden, for whatever reason, just decided to wake up. Mm-hmm. I mean, they decided to wake up and get off blocks and make some tackles and make a few plays. I mean, you know, Kelsey had a couple drops yesterday. They left some plays out there. They set up for too many field goals offensively, but at the end of the day, a win's a win, and they got back on track, and they did it in a fashion for 3.5 quarters of the game, basically, just over 3 quarters that was dominant yesterday.
Former Chiefs wide receiver Mark Boerichter, thank you very much for the time, my man.
All right, thanks, fellas.
That is Mark Boerichter. I saw a team that was challenged professionally. Nobody thought that they could win yesterday without Marcus Peters, but the coaching staff, Andy Reid, thought they could win, or he would not have suspended Marcus Peters. And you know what? They showed professional pride, went out there and gave one hell of an effort, and got a win against the Raiders. Back after this on WHB.